bringing you the latest on all things UVA athletics. It's Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hobgood on Fox Sports 910.
All right, nothing better than Led Zeppelin. All right, this is Who's Talking, final segment tonight, and next week we've got Wally Walker helping us as we preview the ACC tournament. And can you believe it's come down to a couple of games for a bunch of teams? I mean, look at this, Hobbo. You got Carolina and Miami, both at 12-4. You got the Wahoos at 11-5. Duke is at 10-6. And although Louisville's 11-5, they're not eligible to participate in the ACC tournament, so they cannot win the league title. They can win the regular season.
And they're going to have a big game in Charlottesville Saturday night, which is the final game of the regular season, 8:30 Saturday night in Charlottesville. Carolina plays Duke at 6:30, but a lot will take place between now and then. Even tonight, interesting game, Syracuse at North Carolina.
Yep.
Carolina coming off the Virginia loss, playing at home. You would think they will go home and take care of business, but Syracuse has been playing well of late. And then, of course, tomorrow night, the game we talked about, Virginia at Clemson, a must-win for the Hoos if they hope to finish in a tie for first.
And our good friend Terry Gates, who's been on the show quite often over the years and very recently from the live remote at Fridays, he texted me just yesterday, I believe, that we've got to win this game against the Clemson Tigers.
And it's Clemson sitting at 9-7 in the league, 16-12.
Lurking.
Overall.
They're lurking.
Well, I mean, let's face it. They're playing at home. It's their last home game because they play at Boston College over the weekend. But they're clearly on the tournament bubble. So they're going to look at this game tomorrow night as a chance to beat a top-five team that would certainly enhance their tournament resume. So the Hoos are going to have to get down there and be focused from the opening tip and play with a lot of energy as they did at Pitt and Louisville.
Yes.
And as they did not do in a few other road games, mentioned the two techs.
Well, we have Wally Walker coming next week, and we'll preview the ACC tournament next Monday night. And between now and this weekend, it'll be clarified what UVA's schedule is, and at that point we can determine if we are going to be able to do a couple of shows from the ACC tournament at the Verizon Center. It is our hope that we can produce two shows, one on Thursday, then one on Friday. Start times we guesstimate would be 6 o'clock, but you just don't know right now. The schedule is very crazy. And on top of all that, Virginia Tech, by winning yesterday, they've put themselves in a position where they can finish ninth and possibly eighth, I believe.
Yeah, they may not get eighth, but they're clearly going to, in my opinion, they'll be in that 8-9 game. And I still think Virginia's got a great chance to be the one seed. What would have to happen? Three things. Virginia needs to win their final two games. And then Miami would need to lose at Notre Dame, and my guess is there'll be a slight underdog playing at Notre Dame. And then, of course, Carolina would have to lose one of their last two, and their final game is at Duke on Saturday night. So it's certainly a possibility that Carolina could lose again.
But also, hey, Miami also plays at Virginia Tech on Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
That is no gimme putt, Hoss.
Now playing at down in Blacksburg is never easy. To give Virginia Tech credit, they clearly have improved as the season has gone along, and they're playing pretty good basketball right now, so playing them at Castle Coliseum is no bonus.
And that's all the love we're giving those guys. All right, Olympic sports, very quickly, and then we'll bounce back to some UVA commentary about the Clemson game. Very happy for the UVA men's lacrosse team. They played really well in the second half this past Sunday, and they beat Penn 15-10 to even the season up at 2-2, and they've got to get ready for Syracuse this Friday, Klockner Stadium, 5:30. Virginia will be a heavy underdog, but this is a crucial game, and you never know. It's why they face off and play the game. Have to give the UVA women's team a high five. They beat North Carolina last week. That doesn't happen very often. UVA baseball lost the series to East Carolina. They did win on Sunday. They blew the game on Friday, which I watched in its entirety, and very disappointing that the closer couldn't get it done. UVA track and field, the men finished a surprising third. High five to them. We already mentioned UVA women swimming. They won their ninth in a row, the ACC title. Women's lacrosse beat Penn State 16-13. UVA women's tennis beat Louisville and Norfolk State. UVA men's tennis dropped their second match of the year, 3-4 to the Illini. Clearly, UVA men's tennis needs to get back on the winning track.
Which they will. You have to believe they will.
Brian Boland's one of the best coaches.
One of the disappointments is men's swimming after, not too long ago, had won 14 consecutive ACC titles the last two or three years, has not been up to that standard. So Augie Bush will have to work on that.
And men's golf,
well with a woman.
Men's golf finished fifth at the Burns Intercollegiate in Hawaii.
Big game tomorrow night, 7 o'clock tip. I think it's on ESPNU. It's one of the ESPN family of channels against Clemson, a must-win for the Hoos. And then Saturday night, going to be an emotional night, saying goodbye to Malcolm Brogdon, Mike Toby, Evan Nolte, and Anthony Gill. So a big senior class that have contributed greatly to Virginia basketball over the last 4 or 5 years. So it's going to be
As a foursome, they've won over 100 games together. Not too shabby.
Well, if I was Tony Bennett, I'd be going through a box of Kleenex thinking about those guys leaving. I'd be trying to figure out, how do I get Malcolm Brogdon one more year? But anyway, just going to be an emotional night, and hopefully the Hoos will find a way to win their 35th, 34-1 in ACC home games the last 4 years, ACC record.
By the way, the game tomorrow night between the number 4 Wahoos at Clemson in Greenville, South Carolina at the Bon Secours Wellness Arena is set for 7 p.m. The game will be televised on ESPNU. You can turn off the sound and turn on your radio or your smartphone, and you can listen to Dave Kane and Ted Jeffries. They'll be on WRVA.
It used to be easier to do that than it is now. Sometimes the radio and the TV don't match up very well, so it's awkward.
I don't care. It's still great. And this is a huge game for the Wahoos.
Well, at least, you know, it's not on campus, so certainly Clemson will have fans there. Maybe not as many students as they would have if it were at Little John, which is being renovated. At any rate, big game for the Hoos. Go Hoos. Let's grab 2 wins this week and see what happens.
Don't forget tomorrow. Next Monday, we have Wally Walker joining us to do the ACC tournament preview on at our regularly scheduled time, 6 o'clock next Monday night, March 5th.
Talk to you next week. Go Hoos.
Go Hoos.
You've been listening to Who's Talkin' on Fox Sports 910. Sponsored by Ortho Virginia, LeClaire Ryan Law, TGI Fridays, Town Bank of Richmond, TheSaber.com, Richmond Allergy and Asthma Specialists, Hildrop Moving and Storage, Kelleher Heating and Air, the Virginia Athletics Foundation, Lemaire Restaurant at the Jefferson Hotel, Holly Martin Partners, and West Hampton Cleaners, with special contributions from Sarge Reynolds and Buford Scott. Get a podcast of Who's Talkin' at Fox Sports Richmond.com.